Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboujoud. On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahiye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamie, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and welcome back to this lovely Tuesday. What do I really have to say? Color darkrooms are so frustrating. I had my color darkroom film photography class yesterday, and let me tell you, making enlargements will truly be the death of me, but it's fine. You know what also be the death of me? Plumbing work in my building. Plumbing work that just shows up before 9 o'clock in the morning to say that they're coming soon, and then they don't come soon. They come at like 11, and then they don't come back. And just somebody needs to tell me these things before they happen. But anyways, today we have like kind of a weird mix of music. We're starting off with instrumental, a little 60s. Then we're moving to some more modern things, and then we're going into a ton of indigenous music because yesterday was Truth and Reconciliation Day and also Orange Shirt Day. Orange Shirt Day is something that happens every year to honor and recognize the children who were stripped of their lives and identities in Canadian residential schools, which, by the way, the last one closed in like 1996 and Friends was released in like 1994 or 42. It's something like that. So they're not that old, guys. They're pretty recent. One residential school survivor, an Indigenous woman, she remembers picking out an orange t-shirt with her grandmother before she was going off to school, and one of her first memories after that is being stripped of this shirt and never seeing it again as soon as she arrived at the residential school. So the orange shirt is a way of remembering and honoring those who have lost their lives and lost their heritage and their culture and their belongings because of the Canadian government and the church's facilitation of residential schools for literally so long. So we're going to listen to a bunch of really good Indigenous music. Is that all I really need to say? feel like it is. So we're going to get into the first three songs. We've got Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Then we've got The End of the World by Skeeter Davis. And then we have Lovers by Anna of the North. So let's get you guys going with Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass live on CJLO. Goodbye.
as my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Welcome back. You're listening to, as per usual, CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through our first three songs of the night. We started with Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, released in 1965 off the album Whipped Cream and Other Delights. Herb Alpert is an American trumpeter who led the band Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. The band was founded in 62 in Los Angeles, and they were actually big stars in pop music, and at one point they outsold the Beatles 2-1, which I didn't even know about them, so it's kind of a big deal. Then we had The End of the World by Skeeter Davis, released in 1962 as a single. Skeeter Davis was an American country music singer and songwriter who sang crossover pop music songs like this one. That's, I think, where a lot of her fame came from. She started out part of the Davis Sisters group in the late 40s, and by the late 50s, she had made it as a solo artist. Then we had Lovers by Anna of the North, released in 2017 off of the album, also titled Lovers. Anna of the North is the solo project of Anna Lotterund, an Oslo-based Norwegian singer. It actually started out as a duo in 2014, but by 2018, the other person had left and Anna continued on her own. Up next, we have Jenny of Old Stones by Ekaterina Shilohova. Jenny of Old Stones by Ekaterina Shilohova. Savage Daughter, also by Ekaterina Shilohova. And then Darling Don't Cry by Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center. So, let's get you guys going with Jenny of Old Stones by Ekaterina Shilohova.
High in the halls of the kings who are gone, Jenny would dance with her ghosts, the ones she had lost and the ones she had found, and the ones who loved the most, the ones who'd been gone for so very long, she couldn't remember their names. They spun around on the dimpled stones, spun away all her sorrow and pain, and she never wanted to leave, never wanted to leave, never wanted to leave, never wanted to leave. They danced through the day and into the night, through the snow that swept through the hall, from winter to summer, then winter again, till the walls did crumble and fall, and she never
movies? Well, you're in luck. New student rates at your favorite independent cinemas are starting now. All films at Cinéma Beaubien Rosemont, Cinéma du Parc in the Plateau, and Cinéma Musée Downtown are $11 for students. Don't miss the best art house films from here and abroad. See you at the movies. Available now at the box office and online. Proof of student status required.
Mm. Mwahaha! I found the perfect time for evil. Mondays at noon.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
That time is reserved for the angelic tracks of Indie Past.
No!
Ha! I showed him. Mondays at noon are safe with REVC. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I'm so sorry. I was supposed to play the ads before we got into the music, and I just had a little brain lapse. So, apologies. But we started off with Jenny of Old Stones by Ekaterina Shilhova, released in 2023 as a single. Jenny of Old Stones, also known as My Jenny's Song, is from the TV show Game of Thrones. The song is an adaptation of a fictional folk song mentioned in George R.R. Martin's series A Song of Ice and Fire, which Game of Thrones is based on. Jenny of Old Stones was a peasant girl who the prince Duncan Targaryen fell in love with, oops, and gave up his inheritance in order to marry her. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I've seen Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, but I haven't watched the second season yet. Don't at me. I've been caught up in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer era, Bones, and then Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know. Anyways, Duncan is not giving a Targaryen first name. I'm going to be real. It's just not doing it for me. There's Daenerys Targaryen. You have... well, there's Daenerys, duh. And then you have, like, Rhaenyra and Rhaenys and, like, all of these really sunny names, and then Duncan. So, I don't know how factual this is because I haven't read the books. And then we had Savage Daughter, also by Ekaterina Shilhova, released in 2023, also as a single. Ekaterina Shilhova is from Hamilton and grew to fame in 2021 when she performed in Italia's Got Talent and introduced her ethno-operatic style to the world. She's actually trained in, like, opera, and she's studied at a bunch of conservatories and has a bachelor's and a master's, which is very cool. And then we had Darling Don't Cry by Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center, or that's what it says on Spotify. I couldn't find the actual individuals or group singing. This was likely either as a way to preserve culture and heritage or recorded at a powwow. But it was released in 2020 off of the album The Best of Sick. The acronym for Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center is SICK with two C's. The Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center has served First Nation peoples since 1972 and was the first ever First Nations-controlled educational institution serving at the provincial level. SICK strives to maintain the cultural identity of the First Nations cultures who inhabit what is now known as Saskatchewan. These First Nation cultures include Plains Cree, Swampy Cree, Woodlands Cree, Dean or Dene, people say it's pronounced different way, Salto, Dakota, Nakota, and Lakota. Now, I want to fact check, yes, Salto is how you say it. I tried to get as many pronunciations as possible for the indigenous names and stuff, but not everything exists on the internet. Anyways, up next we have Going Home Broken Hearted, also by the Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center. Then we have Miss Chickadee's Song, and then we have Angel Miss Chickadee's Song by Young Spirit and Angel Eagle by Young Spirit. So let's get into Going Home Broken Hearted by Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center.
Ciao. Way high up, way high, yeah, way up, 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 Some other soul to save. Angel Eagle, come on down. Hear our drums, because I need you now. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh. On our way, Yahweh, they come to teach us, then they leave us to find some other soul to save. Angel Eagle, come on down, hear our drums, because I need you now. Way oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs. So we started off with Going Home, Broken Hearted, another one by Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center, also from the 2020 album, The Best of Sick. And then we had Miss Chickadee song by Young Spirit, released in July of 2024 off of the album Oshtitoen, which means brotherhood. I tried to find the pronunciation for this word, but I couldn't find it. So I'm doing my best shot. Oshtitoen. I know it's wrong, but I literally couldn't find it anywhere. And then we had Angel Eagle, also by Young Spirit, released in 2020 off of the album Angel Eagle Cree Round Dance Songs. Young Spirit are a Cree drum group formed in Frog Lake, Alberta in 2001, and the band's musical style is traditional Cree round dancing songs. That seems like I made a typo. I don't think so, but yeah, I know that they're traditional. They go for the traditional round songs. So anyways, round drumming circles. Up next, we're going to do ad show promo. And then our last three songs of the night, we've got Remember Me by Fawnwood, Randy Wood, and R. Carlos Nakai. Honor Song by Jeremy Dutcher and Snotty Nose Res Kids by Snotty Nose Res Kids and Naomi Wahai. So we're going to listen to our little ads first, and then we're going to get right into the good stuff, which is the music.
Arts in the Margins present the first ever edition of Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 4th to 10th, 2024. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Slow Pitch Sound, Laura Goldston, Nakatani Gong Orchestra and Tetsuya Nakatani, Wadada Leo Smith and Sylvie Colfoisier, Celestial Cabbage Foundation, and avant-garde pioneer, Few. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi-ya-yo, hi-ya-yo, hey, baby, I'm with you, hey-yo, hey. Remember me,
remember me,
when the sun comes up in the morning sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
up in the morning sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me, down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Remember me. When the sun comes up in the morning sky, there I will be.
There I will be.
Soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remembering down the road, hand in hand, you and me.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. Let's start to run through our last two songs. We didn't have time for the third song. Unfortunately, I overloaded my playlist. But we started off with Remember Me by Fawnwood, Randy Wood, and R. Carlos Nakai, released in 2015 off of the album Kika We Now. There was no pronunciation for this. Fawnwood is a Cree and Salish musician from St. Paul, Alberta. In 2022, she won the Juno Award for Traditional Indigenous Artist of the Year. She actually popped up on my TikTok yesterday because it was Orange Shirt Day, and I learned that she recently received her master's degree this July, actually, from Blue Quills University, which is Blue Quills University is a First Nations owned and operated university in Canada, the first of its kind in this country, and it is located in Alberta. Anyways, okay, so this song was given to her by her uncle and is a reflection of Wood's Cree and Salish tribal lineage, and it's also about the remembering those who are no longer present. Randy Wood, one of the other artists on the song, is a two-time Grammy-nominated singer from Saddle Lake Cree First Nation in Alberta, and R. Carlos Nakai is regarded as the world's foremost Native American flutist and was among the first to meld the ancestral sounds of his Navajo Ute, there's no pronunciation for that either, it's spelled U-T-E, heritage with contemporary and electronic instrumentation. Then we had Honor Song by Jeremy Dutcher, released in 2017 as a single. Jeremy Dutcher is a classically trained Canadian Indigenous tenor composer, musicologist, performer, and activist from Fredericton, who's lived in Toronto and actually currently lives here in Montreal. He's won the Polaris Music Prize and a Juno Award for Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. Dutcher is a Wolastoqiyik member of the Tobique First Nation in Northwest New Brunswick, and the Maliseet, or like the Wolastoqiyik, they gave it to me in phonetics, also known as the Maliseet, are an Algonquin-speaking First Nation of the Wabanaki Confederacy. That is it for me, for music. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Tuesday. I will catch you guys next Tuesday, and then I'll let you know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving, if I'm going to have a show that week or not, because school's closed and I got to write my grad school applications. Got a lot of writing to do. Actually, I also have to write a research paper proposal. But anyways, as always, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday with another episode of Hitting All the Bases.
My advice is not to care too much. Just take the next that comes along. All the rotten things we say, they don't really go away. And every broken heart, it was cracked before I got there. Say, they don't really go away. And every broken heart, it was cracked before I got there. It's so easy to be sorry, but I don't feel so sad for them. We're all free to make the same mistakes. And fall in love again. And fall in love again.
He doesn't want to marry me. That's okay, I don't need a ring. And he doesn't want to change what we've got. That's okay, but I don't want us coasting. I tell him I need him to try, put in some effort once in a while. So won't somebody tell him that I am so close to breaking, 'cause he doesn't listen to me. So can somebody tell him that we are so close to breaking, 'cause he won't take me seriously.